Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah-Wood.
My Lord and my God, I'm excited about this year. This year is going to be an awesome year. It's going to be a wonderful year. This year will be the best year of your life. Oh, I can assure you by the word of the Lord, this year will be the best year of your life. If you believe it, say aloud, amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I was praying and I was asking God, what of this year? And he said, tell my people, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I am the God of your life. I am the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for me. Everything, that God places in your heart, no matter the circumstance of your life, God is saying to you this morning, there is nothing too hard for him to do. There is nothing. The thing that you consider impossible with God, it's not impossible. So he's saying that there is nothing too hard for him to do. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Welcome to 2018. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's going to be great. Be expectant this year. And one of the things that we want to do, this is one of the things that we want to be intentional about, like I said, is reaching the Lord. I'm going to pray for them. If they are not saved, I'll pray that, Lord, let your word have free course in their lives so they will be saved. Let the blindness of the enemy, pray for them, that the blindness of the enemy, according to, talks about the fact that if our gospel is hid, it is because the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, lest they should, the light of the glorious gospel should shine through. Nobody in their right minds will see a cliff and drive themselves into that valley and kill themselves. Nobody in their right minds, knowing that there is a heaven and a hell, will drive themselves to hell. The only reason why people want to go there is because the blindness is on them. So we pray that the enemy blindfold will be taken off and that God's word will have free course in their life, and then just tell them, come and see. And so, I mean, I remember one time, there's a gentleman here, he said one day he was out and about and he heard a voice that said, go to church this weekend. And then he knew somebody that invited him to church. He came to church that Sunday, and by the grace of God, I was ready to preach, like I'm always are. And he said, the words that you spoke just apply directly to my life, to my past and everything. And when we give the altar call, he came forward and he got saved. And by the grace of God, he's on the right road. Had a very serious past, but by the grace of God, he's on the right road. So it's so important. Let's pray for people. Be intentional about it. You know somebody at work. You know somebody who's your neighbor. You know, just John chapter 1, verse 36. He says, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, John 1:38 now, and said unto them, what seek you? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He said unto them, come and see, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first finds his own brother Simon and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, you are Simon, the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. So he went and called his brother and said, come and see. We have found the Messiah. That's what we want to do this year for our neighbors, for our friends. It's to the person who has not heard, it's as if Jesus hasn't died. But by the grace of God, you can be like an Andrew or somebody and connect somebody back to God. It's so important. So let's put that. Put that as one of your goals. This year, I will lead somebody to Christ. Every month, I purpose to bring someone into the house of God for them to hear the word of God. And as they come, they will be established in God's house. If you will do that, say, I will do that. Say amen. Thank you, Lord. And then another thing, we were just talking about fasting. I know everybody can fast. I know that for a fact, because when we do physicals, normally in this country, they will ask you fasting or non-fasting. So if you can take, if you can miss a meal to go for a physical, I know you can set aside a few meals. And what we are doing is, notice in Acts chapter 13, glory be to the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Glory be to the name of the Lord. What we want to do is set the pace for our new year. Glory be to God. And she read earlier on in Isaiah where he says, your healing will spring forth, your light will break forth. But notice here in the church at Antioch. Now in the church that was at Antioch, Acts 13:1, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simon, who is called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So there's in this church certain prophets and teachers. They are either a prophet or a teacher, or they are both a prophet and a teacher. Now, they set aside time. So if it's okay for a number of people in the church to set aside time to fast, it's okay also for us as a body together to set time to fast. The key here is they were ministering to the Lord. When we set aside time to fast, what we are saying is, Lord, we want to minister to you. And notice that as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said. That's the kind of atmosphere that the Holy Spirit speaks. You are looking for guidance and direction. And notice also that when they fasted, they are either a prophet and a teacher. Then after they have fasted, they said, the Holy Spirit says, separate to me Barnabas and Saul. I'm taking them now and launching them into the apostolic phase of their ministry. So they are going up higher in their ministry because they took a time to separate themselves unto God, minister to him, and get direction from the Lord. Jesus Christ was on the earth for 30 years. Nothing. I mean, there was no recorded miracle. In Luke chapter 4, he went to the mountain. God led him into the mountain, and he fasted. And when he came back, he was empowered by the Holy Spirit and miracles, and his ministry took off from there. So what we are doing is, Lord, we know what you have planned for us this year. We want to set ourselves to prepare ourselves so that we can move to the next level or that you have for us in our lives, both as individuals and as a church. So important. He said in Isaiah, he says, then your light will break forth. Your light will break forth. You will get certain revelations in the word of God that you will not get otherwise. Sometimes I'm fasting and then I'm reading the Bible and I say, my Lord, I never saw it like this before. What you are doing is the body is now under the spirit. It's not, your spirit man is more conscious and sensitive to the Holy Spirit. So please, this week, as we go into this, go into with the purpose that, Lord, I want to know your plan. I want your direction. I want your will for my life. I want everything that you have planned for me. And what you can do, you can skip a meal, if you, your break or your lunch, instead of spending on fruitful conversation, go somewhere else. Go go in your car. Find some place. Read the Bible. Pray. And if you go, miss another meal, possibly if you can, then in the evening, just set aside some time to pray, and then you can break the fast. And then we'll come here on Friday and still press in for what God has for us at 6:30. And then we'll be ready for the year. So you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Drink a lot of water. You'll be fine. Glory be to the name of God. I could do a whole teaching on fasting, but just to lay the foundation of why it's important for us to set aside time to seek the presence of God. Okay, great. All right, so let's get into our Bible lesson this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Minister to us. Okay, there are three kinds, as we begin the new year, there are three kinds of asking in Scripture, and I'll speak along those lines as well. I mean, as we start a new year, I mean, what are some of the changes and the things that we want to do? There are three kinds of asking, primarily in the Bible, the others as well, but one of it is asking for our desires to be met. We ask for our desires to be met, according to Mark 11:24. Mark 11:24 says, thank you, Lord. Mark 11:24. It says, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So this is, you have a desire. You want something that you want from God. You go to God in prayer and then you ask him. And then Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Thank you, Lord. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, he says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. So you have a desire. You have something you are looking for specifically from God. And then you go to God to ask him. And then, not only that, there's most people in their Christian experience will just stay at that level. Every time, God, give me. My name is Jimmy. They will just stay at that level. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. There is another level of asking where you are asking for God to empower you by His Holy Spirit to fulfill what He wants He wants to do in your life. Notice in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. He says, ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. So here, rain in the Bible normally is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Ask for rain in the time of the latter rain. The Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone. Ask for rain. You are asking for God to be empowered by His Spirit to be able to fulfill what you need to fulfill. And notice again in the same Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. What we read was Zechariah 10:1 and then Zechariah 4:6. Thank you, Lord. Zechariah 4:6. Thank you, Father. Because the things that you want to accomplish, God wants to accomplish in your life this year, it's not going to be done by the energy of the flesh. So Zechariah 4:6 says, so he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shout of grace, grace to it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So he gets to chapter 10 and he's saying that, ask for rain in the time of the latter rain. Ask for me to empower you by my spirit. He's saying, oh, that great mountain before Zerubbabel, that great mountain before you this year, that which God lays on your heart to accomplish this year, is going to be done by my spirit. So pray to be empowered by my Holy Spirit. He says the hands of Zerubbabel have laid this temple. His hands will finish it. Oh, that which he tells you to do, that same hands that started it, when you are empowered by the Holy Spirit, you will be able to finish it. And then you will look back on this year and say, wow, how good this year has been. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that that will be your portion. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, get ready, get ready, get ready. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6, Saul was a nobody. He was just walking around. Oh, but one day, notice what happened to him. 1 Samuel 10, 6 says, then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. You will be turned into another man. My prayer for you is, as you work with God this year, may your life be so transformed by the Spirit of God that you will be turned into a different person. Notice the verse 9 says that so it was when he had turned his back to go from Samuel that God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. All those signs came to pass that day. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, that which God has for you this year, my prayer is, like a dream of the night, they will come to pass in your life. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
As you seek him and are empowered by his Spirit. Then another area of asking, number 3, is to ask pertinent questions on issues of concern. You see, our God delights in answering our question. For us to be able to fulfill what God has for us this year, we must get to the point where we are seeking him. Many have not asked to be empowered. Many have not asked, but go to him specifically. God, what is your plan for my life? God sent everyone here for a purpose. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, plans to bring you to an expected end or to give you a hope and a future. Oh, but whoever seeks will find. We have to make a decision that God, oh, concerning the issues of my life, Lord, you are not questioning him. You are seeking his guidance and his direction. That's another level of asking. Oh, a certain man came to Jesus in Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 26. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 26. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it? Verse 27 says, so he answered and said, you shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you shall have answered rightly. Do this and you will live. This man came asking a specific question for his life. What should I do here? What needs to happen? What should I do? Jesus answered his question. Jesus answered his question. It may not have been what he wanted to hear, but Jesus gave him an answer. So be willing as you go to God that whatever God tells you, you will listen and you will do it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then another question also in Acts chapter 2, verse 37. After Peter preached, Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Thank you, Lord. Acts 2:37. He says, now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? And Peter, preaching under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, gave them an answer. Oh, go to God and say, Lord, what do you want me to do this year? Seek to know his plan for your life. Seek to know his plan for your life. And as you do that, I see you receiving answers from Almighty God, and you will be on the right road and fulfill everything that God has for your life this year. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, you remember, I mean, Moses, at some point they got into a hard place. The waters were bitter. He went to God and asked God, what should I do here? God showed him a tree. He put it in the water. The waters turned from bitter to sweet. In the name of Jesus, any bitter place in your life, as you seek him, may you receive guidance and direction from him that will turn those bitter places into sweet places in your life. If you believe that, say amen this morning. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's what, I mean, Jesus, before he started his ministry, like I said earlier on, he went into the wilderness, and when he came back, so many miracles and wonders started happening in his life that they started making statements like this in Mark chapter 2, verse 12. Notice Mark chapter 2, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. He says, this was when somebody got healed there. He says, immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. We never saw anything like this. In the name of Jesus, may people begin to testify about your life as you are changed by the glory of God, as you are changed by the Holy Spirit. But my Lord, we have never seen a person like this. If you believe that, say amen. Notice what they said also in Luke chapter 5, verse 26. Luke chapter 5, verse 26. Oh, they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. God was working mightily in his life. Oh, this year, I speak by the word of God. May you become a wonder and a marvel to your world because of what God is doing in your life. If you believe that, say amen. You see, the key here is, the key here is for us to be able to fulfill God's plan for our life this year. We must recognize that we are from another kingdom. We belong to another kingdom. We are not citizens of this world. We belong to a different kingdom. Oh, notice again in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. For us to fulfill his plan, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, we have to recognize where we belong to the kingdom of God. He says, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where are you seated this morning? Oh, somebody tell me, please, where are you seated? Where are you seated? Oh, respond louder like you believe the Bible. Where are you seated this morning? You are seated in heavenly places. Recognize that fact. And notice again what he says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Philippians 3:20. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 3:20. Recognize that your citizenship is not from here. You are not of this world. Oh, my Lord and my God. He says, for our citizenship is in heaven. Where is your citizenship this morning? I said, where is your citizenship this morning, please? Your citizenship is not of this earth, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's saying the same thing in different words. You are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Your citizenship is from heaven. You have been sent down here as an ambassador of heaven, but by the power of Almighty God to be a wonder and a marvel to your world to fulfill God's plan. Oh, and this year, whatever God has for you in your life, as you are conscious of your heavenly citizenship, I see you walking in the fullness of that plan. If you believe that, say amen. Jesus, when he was walking down here, he was conscious of that fact. Notice what he said about himself in John chapter 8, verse 23. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. John 8, 23. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He was conscious of the fact that he wasn't of this world. Thank you, Lord. And he said to them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Oh, tell yourself that I am from above. I am born by God. I am from above. I am not of this world. And my citizenship is in heaven. God backs me all the time. And John 17, 18 talks about the fact that as the Father sent him, so he has sent us into the world. Be conscious of your heavenly citizenship. Be conscious of your heavenly status all throughout the year. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. When Jesus Christ came, you know why they didn't believe him in Nazareth? In Mark chapter 6, verse 3, they were talking about the fact that we know this person. He's from Joseph's carpentry shop. Last 2 weeks ago, he just repaired my table. He just made a table for me. In fact, I have an order in for the next 2 weeks. Coming up in 2 weeks, he's going to do something else for me. All of a sudden, this man appears on the scene and he says that I am sent from God. I am anointed by God. Oh, they didn't believe what he was preaching. After he had an encounter with God, his level changed. His status changed. Up to that point, he was the son of Joseph, the carpenter. He's helping his father in that business. Oh, but from then on, his status has changed. His status has changed. His status has changed. He's entered an area where he's operating like God intended for him to operate down here. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, may God turn you into another personality. May God turn you into the person that he has made you to be. And may you begin to fulfill all that he has for you. You are from above. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Get empowered by God to go to the next level. Because God's original plan for us. How is this going to come about? We are going to have to be conscious and walk in the love of God. Love, be conscious of God who is love and is indwelling in us. Because once we begin to operate in that area as well, it's a different story. Notice what he says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Thank you, Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, are you ready for this? My Lord and my God. Thank you, Lord. He says, thank you, Lord. And we know, and we have known, and believe, 1 John 4, 16, the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we in this world. Oh, be conscious of your status in God. Love. He who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. You begin to operate in that same area that Jesus Christ operated in. When we walk in love, when we abide in his love, as he is, so are we in this world. We are not common folks. We are backed by the power of God. As he is up there, we have the same nature that he has. We have the same love that is in him. We have the same life that is in him. As he is, so are we in this world. That's the source of our confidence. In the name of Jesus, because the thing is, there's a conflict of power in this world. There's the power of the enemy. There's the power of God. And if you are not empowered by God and empowered by his love, you will be run over by the enemy. But in the name of Jesus, when you begin to walk in love and dwell in God, and God dwelling in you, and you are dwelling in that place and walking in that realm, there is no force or power from hell or from any place that can run you over. Anything that cannot stand before God will not be able to stand before you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's crave for an empowerment of this love. That love is already in there. Let's walk in it. Notice another thing as well. Oh, you know why? In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, he repeated again in different words. Our motivation this year is to be that we love God. He loves us, we love him, and we want to do what he has purposed for our life. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, are you ready for this? Ephesians 3:17. Thank you, Lord. He says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded, what? In love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. Verse 19, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, filled with the fullness. The Amplified says, filled with the fullness of the Godhead bodily. My Lord and my God. But he's saying that you are rooted and grounded in love. Oh, you are filled. Oh, Jesus was the fullness of God. Walking down here, he said, my Father, and you sought to do the will of the Father. I am here to only please the Father. I love him. What I hear is what I speak. What he places in my, what I see is how I say it and act. And so our lives, we must purpose that we are rooted to be successful this year, to fulfill God's plan and vision for your life. You must be rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in love, and then you are filled with the fullness of God. The Bible says that there is no failure in love. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13. Love never fails. So if you are dwelling in God, God is dwelling in you, his fullness is dwelling in you, failure is not an option. No, you will. Your path will succeed. It starts with the love of God. It starts with the love of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It turns you from being an ordinary person to a divine personality. Thank you, Lord. So when we talk about biblical love, the love of God, number one, you must know, be assured that God loves you, but you must also walk in the consciousness that God, I love you. We are talking about, we can define it this way. From a biblical perspective, we are saying that you make God first as a lifestyle. 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 Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 to 40. Thank you, Lord. God first as a lifestyle. Thank you, Lord. This year, God, you are going to be first in my life. Thank you, Lord. He says, teacher, what is the great commandment in the law? Matthew 22, 36. Which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. God first. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. On these two commandments, love the Lord your God with your heart, with your soul, with your mind, with your everything, and love your neighbor as yourself. All the promises, all the prophecies, all the plans, all the purposes of God, they hang on these two. Make God first as a lifestyle. Let God be first in your life this year. First in everything. Everything in the name of Jesus. And that ties in similarly with Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew 6:33. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Make God a kingdom priority, a lifestyle this year. He says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek the kingdom of God first, and things will be subtracted from you. Is that what the Bible says? Oh, I was checking to see if someone was paying attention. You obviously are. Seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness and all these things. Prior to that, he was talking about basic necessities of life that the world seeks after. He's saying that make me first. Let my kingdom and the advancement of my kingdom be your priority first. Loving God means that we put his kingdom first. We make it a priority above everything else. And then also, we can talk, it means to place God even above yourself. Notice what he says in Luke chapter 14, verse 26. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God will help me this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 14, verse 26. I want us to get our priorities right in the beginning of the year. Luke chapter 14, verse 26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father or mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, notice, and yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. The Amplified says that, I'm putting it this way, you prefer God even above your own self. Because if he doesn't do that, he can't make the most of his work with me. He can't be able to duplicate and walk in the grace that I have for him. He won't be able to fulfill my plan for him. So he's saying that even your own life, place him above even your own life. Take up your cross daily. Come and be his disciple every day. Lord, what do you have for me? What would you want me to do today? And another thing is, when we talk about loving God, it's identifying with him, but publicly as well. Not being ashamed of our testimony. Not being only a Christian in church, but something else outside. When you go to work and they ask you, things come up about Christ, you don't hide in a corner and try to hide. You are not ashamed of Jesus Christ. Oh, who put that bumper sticker on your car that talks about Christ? Don't worry about that. My son put it there somewhere and I don't know why. I don't know how it got there. Don't be ashamed of your testimony. There's nothing like a secret Christian. No, be bold about your testimony. Notice what he says in Mark chapter 8, verse 38. Thank you, Lord. Mark chapter 8, verse 38. He says, this year, don't be ashamed of that testimony. For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him, the Son of Man, will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Don't be ashamed of that testimony. Oh, don't be ashamed. There were two people, they were somewhere in Texas or someplace. They were walking by a railroad, and I think they had gone hunting or someplace, and they had their guns on them, and they were so zealous for God. They saw somebody walking there, and what they were trying to tell the person, they asked the person, are you ready to die? What they meant to say is, are you ready, when you die, are you ready to heaven? The person that they asked the question saw the gun and, are you ready to die? I want to die, but not right now. Just took off. That's not a wise way to do it. But the key here is be bold. Be bold. I have been on this road for a little bit. I remember when I was in high school, there was a certain, we had a biology class. And this biology teacher came in and he started talking about evolution and how the Bible casting, saying things about the Bible that I didn't like. And people were sitting there and swallowing it. I cannot do that. No. I stood up in the class and I began preaching my preaching from the book of Genesis. And I began to preach. I don't know how long I went up. I interrupted his class. I interrupted his class. I began to preach and to testify in the class about Jesus. My Lord, you can't talk about God that way. No. I began to preach and speak the word of God. I don't remember everything I said. I do remember what he said at the end. Oh, when he noticed my boldness, he said, this boy will be an evangelist. He got some portion of it right. Don't be ashamed of your testimony. No. You bear Jesus Christ. Every opportunity that you have, talk about him. Talk about him. And I remember sometimes when we go on vacation, going home from the boarding school, I get into the bus and I'll say, everybody close your eyes, except the driver, of course. Keep driving. But today, somebody has to hear about Jesus. Give them the gospel in its simplest form that I can. And then I'll say, well, are you willing to give your life to Jesus Christ? Who in this bus doesn't know Jesus? Hell wasn't made for you. It was made for the devil and his angels. You don't have to go there. Jesus paid that price for you. Today is your day of salvation. Call on the Lord, you will be saved. Are you willing to give your life to Jesus? Oh, yes. And they will raise their hands. I'll pray with them and I'll be on my way. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Thank God they gave me the name Paul. Like Paul. Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Don't be ashamed of your testimony. Your testimony. What has God done in your life? Oh, I used to be this. Now I'm no longer this. That's your testimony. Jesus has done this in my life. He will do the same in your life. He can transform your life. Let's not be ashamed of his testimony. We love what God loved. John 3:16. He loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have the life of God. In John chapter 21, verse 15 to 17, he told Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, you are going to love what I love. Feed my lambs. If you love me, feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. Be about your father's business this year. In the name of Jesus, because the key here is walking in love. Loving God is the key to your manifestation as a son of God. Notice what he said in John chapter 14, verse 21. My Lord and my God. John 14, 21. I'm fixing to finish. Oh, I want us to start this year on the right note. That's why. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. John 14, verse 21. John 14, 21. John 14, 21. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It's a key to your manifestation as a son of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My Lord and my God. He says, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Love and obedience go hand in hand. If you love him, you obey what he tells you to do. And he says, he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. And manifest or reveal myself to him. And when I must manifest myself to him, then he's ready to manifest to his world. He's ready to manifest to his world. Notice what he says in Romans chapter 18, verse 19. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Thank you, Lord. Because the world is waiting for your manifestation. The world is waiting for the sons of God, the children of God, to be revealed. He says, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly wait for the revealing of the sons of God. For the sons of God. For the creation was subject to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected in hope. The whole world is waiting for somebody. They are waiting for you. They are waiting for your manifestation. They are waiting for you to be revealed. But how are you going to be revealed? Oh, crave and desire a fresh baptism of the love of God. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and we will manifest ourselves to him. When we manifest ourselves to him, it will be a manifestation to his world. If that's you, say amen this morning. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It takes love to access revelation. Oh, you reveal your deep secret to the people that you love. John chapter 15, verse 15. It talks about the fact that I no longer call you servant. I call you friends because everything I've heard from my Father, I have revealed to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. He says that eye has not seen, neither has the ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. But he has revealed them, oh, through his spirit, oh, the very deep things of God. You want to have access to God's deep things? You want to have access to the direction of God this year? Oh, start a new year with a covenant. Oh, start a new year with a new desire that, God, I love you. I want to please you. I want to do your will. And as you do that, get ready. He'll begin to reveal to you the way you should go that will make across your life to make a difference. Oh, Isaiah 60 chapter 1 verse will come to pass in your life. You will begin to arise and shine, for your light has come. Gentiles will come to the brightness of your rising. People will begin to say, oh, and look at you and say, what manner of person is this? My Lord and my God. Oh, as you walk in love this year, make a fresh commitment this morning, because your faith works through love. Galatians 5, 6. Faith works through love. It works through love. Everything surrounds. There is no defeat in love. There is no failure in love. Oh, nothing that can come against you will be able to succeed. Notice what he says about love in Romans chapter 8, verse 35. We are there right there. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. And let's prepare our heart to receive communion this morning, that we are going to make a fresh commitment to God this morning. Oh, my Lord. Notice what he says. Who, in Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, these are serious things, or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm persuaded, that means I'm sure, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, if God be for you, when you stay in that place of love, come high water low, no matter what comes up in this year, I am sold out to God. God is the one that I trust. God is the one that I believe in. Nothing will separate me from the love of God. Yet, you will say, yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Thank you. Oh, glory. We are having such a good time this morning. In the name of Jesus. This year, I see you more than a conqueror. I said, this year, I see you more than a conqueror. He has not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. This morning, crave a fresh baptism of this love. But a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Lord, this year, I want to fulfill what you have for my life. I commit and rededicate my life to you. Without God, you can do nothing. How many things can you do without Jesus? Nothing. Jesus said it himself. Without me, you can do nothing. So make a fresh commitment this morning that, Jesus, this year I am starting with you. I want my life to count. I want to fulfill your plan for my life. I want, oh God, to be a living testimony of who you are. You see, the prayer that I have been praying all over us this season is John 3:1-2. It says, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Prosper in all things. The projects that God has for you. Like we said, it will not come to pass in the energy of the flesh. But as you depend on Almighty God, I see you walking in the place that God has ordained for you. I see you walking in that place. If you believe that, say amen. Notice what he said in John chapter 6, verse 57. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 6, he says, as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. He who feeds on me, feed on my love for you, feed on my word. He said, the King James says, even he shall live by me. As you feed on Jesus, as you make him first this year, that is how you will live. That is how you will discover God's plan. That is how you will fulfill his plan. He that feeds on me will live by me. Let's close our eyes, everyone, please. Thank you, Lord. Talk to God this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Make a fresh commitment to him this morning. Lord Jesus, give his life that I might have life. This weekend, I give my life to you one more time. Take my life and do something with it this year. Oh, let me have your very best this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, your very best, your very best. I crave and desire your very best. Empower me by your spirit. Empower me by your spirit. Empower me by your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. And this morning, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, this is the perfect time to do it. As we are beginning a new year, the past is gone. God says, I do a new thing, it shall spring forth. You want to know Jesus for yourself. You don't want to know about him. You want to have a relationship with him. Please, if you are like that, raise your hands and we'll pray with you this morning. Thank you, God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. We come before this table humbly and reverently. Lord, thank you that the blood of Jesus forgives us and cleanses us from all sin. Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We partake of this not in our own righteousness, but in the righteousness of Jesus. As we do this, Lord, we partake of the virtues on this table. We believe in what you have done for us, O God. And Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, may we yield and bear fruit this year, every single day of this year. Daily, Lord, as with your benefit, according to Psalm 68, verse 19. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let us encounter you. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. For I received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had stopped saying, this cup is the new covenant testimony in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Notice what he says in verse 29. Well, let's see this morning as we approach the table. For he that eats and drinks unworthily, eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Notice, for he says, for this cause many are weak and sickly, and many sleep. Weak, sickly, and many sleep. I experience premature death. So if they rightly discern the Lord's body, you see, when you discern the Lord's body, it has to do with not only at the communion table, but what you say about the body of Christ, what you say about that other people, that's a separate thing altogether. But here is, the key is, if they are done it right, they will not be weak, they will not be sick, and they will not die premature. So as we come to this table this morning, say, Lord, I receive strength. This fasting, Lord, I need a lot of strength. I receive strength. I want to walk in divine health this year. And I want to fulfill all your life, all that you have for my life this morning. So he says, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake of his body. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had stopped saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as you often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's partake of his body. Thank you, Lord. And now talk to God. Begin to appropriate this in your life this year. Lord, I receive strength. Lord, I receive health. Lord, I receive your plan for my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, that which you have for me, in Jesus' mighty name this year, as I consecrate myself and set myself apart for you, as my love for you increases and grows, in the mighty name of Jesus, I receive your fullness. In Jesus, let's give him praise and glory for an awesome time in his presence this morning. Thank you, Lord.
to the disappointment of the past. Don't look at the defeats of the past and say, will this year just be another year like that? But he's saying, look to me, work with me, and I will bring you to that place that I've destined for your life. I will bring you to your desired heaven. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, who is it for? Whoever the cup fits, let him wear it. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Work with God. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Let's all raise up our hands, please, this morning and say, Lord, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the plan that you have for my life. This year and onward, in the name of Jesus, let my love for you burn greater and greater than before. And help me walk in the fullness of your plan for my life. Every month this year, help me to receive all that you have for me. Help me to receive my daily load of benefit. In the name of Jesus, let me be a sign and a wonder to my world. As I put you first, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, may I know your health, may I know your goodness, may I know your prosperity, may I know your blessing, and be a blessing, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to the name. Give him praise and glory this morning. Give him praise and glory this morning. Give him praise and glory this morning. In the name of Jesus. And now may God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you. Beginning this first month of the year, may your mouth be filled with testimonies. And all throughout this year, in the mighty name of Jesus, may you go from victory to victory. May you go from glory to glory. May your life make a difference in the name of Jesus. May you go forward like Isaac. May you go forward like Isaac did in a year. In the name of Jesus, as you sow spiritual seed, as you sow your seed, as you give your life to God, may you go forward and not backward. May you go forward and not backward. May you go forward and not backward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for such a wonderful time in your presence. Thank you, Lord, that this week, as we set aside time for you, you will reveal yourself to each and every one. You will manifest yourself to each and every one. We thank you. We give you praise and glory. Somebody who has been blessed this morning, say amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.